The other big event going down at BMO Field this week is TFC against the Montreal Impact. Joining me now on Sportsnet tonight is Laura Armstrong of the Toronto Star. Laura, I know you, or I believe I saw you tweet that you spoke to one of the groundskeepers for TFC or for BMO Field. How tough is it going to be to turn around this field on Wednesday after this Grey Cup match?
Yeah, I talked to TFC's head groundskeeper, Robert Hagee, last week, I guess, right after the incident in Montreal with the paint.
Right.
So going into it, I think that they have a little bit of a self-confidence there and knowing that they probably won't make a mistake of that magnitude. Robert Hagee said, measure twice and paint once. But they still do have a very tough challenge ahead of them. I think this is the shortest period of time that they've had to transform the field. And I mean, it's different weather, it's colder, but they seem confident. And he said to me that he's looking forward to proving to the rest of the naysayers that he's going to be able to transform this field, and this conversion is something that is not going to affect TFC's game. He said that because there hasn't been a game on the field since October the 30th, the grass is actually in very good condition, just because it hasn't been used in a little while. So at least going into the Grey Cup, it was in good condition, though I'm looking at it on the TV right now, and there are a lot of ads, so they are going to have a lot of paint to remove over the next 3 days.
Yeah, I think for me, that's maybe the biggest worry. You know, they've done such a fantastic job throughout the year with the pitch. You have to give them the benefit of the doubt. But as you said, it is the shortest turnaround time between a football game and a soccer match. And all those ads, all those football lines, they got to be off in 3 days. I mean, I think that's the biggest worry. And that's, you know, one of the things a lot of the soccer fans worried about going into the season was just that, was the football lines and would they be visible during a soccer match? It does take away from the atmosphere just a little bit if they're there.
Yeah, for sure. And it hasn't been that case yet. Like, I've never seen the gridiron on the soccer pitch. It's definitely going to be a different case. Robert said that he was going to scrub the field two or three times this time between over the next 3 days, whereas he said that normally they'd only do it once. So I guess that's because of the ads, because of the extra markings. But it certainly would take away from it, and it would be unfortunate for this crew, this groundskeeping crew, who I think have done a very good job, especially under the tight confines, given TFC's season started late at home because of the construction of BMO Field at the beginning of the season.
Yeah, they've been fantastic with what they've done with that field this year. Laura Armstrong, my guest here on Sportsnet tonight across the Sportsnet Radio Network. I'm Dan Riccio. So, Laura, get into the game. 3-2, Montreal leads on aggregate going into this second leg. It's going to be wild. It's going to be crazy, just like that first leg was. What adjustments do you expect to see Greg Vanney make going into the second leg?
I do expect to see him make some changes to the starting lineup. Personally, I think that when he brought in, I don't think that you'll see to St. Ricketts. I think that's too much of an all-out attack. Right at the beginning, and I think that he likes to be able to bring him off the bench and change the attack, which worked out really well for TFC last week. But I do think that you might see him bring Will Johnson in for Armando Cooper. I think that Will Johnson just provided the grit that the defense needed last week, and as Will Johnson said yesterday at TFC, him being on the field and more defensive-minded allows Michael Bradley to move forward and move into the attack, which is crucial, I think, for TFC, especially given, you know, they've really got to balance the attack and the defense, because they can't let in a goal, but they really obviously need to win the game. So they need to score as well, but they need to manage to maintain that attack, the attack with the defense. And it really went badly last week.
Yeah.
I think Greg Vanney's right when he says that they haven't played many games that poorly this season, but they can't let that happen again.
No, they can't. And is there a worry about the 3-5-2 formation and how, you know, Ignacio Piatti and Dominic Aduro were able to get behind the wingbacks and exploit those wider areas?
Yeah, I think that there is some concern, but then you look at a 4-4-2 formation where you're four at the back, and I'm not sure that that's the solution either. I think that what you might see this game is Steven Bateshore and Justin Morrow dropping back a little bit further. It's obviously going to depend on who gets the first goal. If TFC gets the first goal, I could see them sort of collapsing into a five-line five-man back line. You obviously don't want to do that for the whole game because you're if you have a team like Montreal whose strength is the counterattack, then you're letting them attack more regularly. You're going to find yourself possibly in trouble as well. But I think that you could see if TFC manages to get an early goal, manages to get the lead, Steven Bedeshore and Justin Morrow playing further back than they did last week.
Laura Armstrong, my guest here on Sportsnet tonight across the Sportsnet Radio Network. So people are freaking out about the away goals rule. I know it's kind of new to people that don't follow soccer and are trying to jump on the TFC bandwagon. And they're like, oh, I don't understand this. Why can't we just do a best of three or, you know, something like that? And it's just, you know, you don't do that because you need time in between soccer matches to recuperate and, you know, quite frankly, this is the way it's done all around the world. So mm-hmm. we should do it here too. As far as the away goals rule goes, though, do you like the fact that away goals do decide a tiebreaker?
No, not particularly. Although I do understand the merit of it, and I think especially in MLS, it makes a lot of sense because in this league, it is just so hard to win on the road. That being said, the number one question that I have been asked, other than where was TFC when they were on that 17-day break, is about the aggregate goal system. And to be honest, I hate explaining it because I don't even feel like I understand it all the time myself. So if we could cut that out, that'd be great. But I do understand it, and it's tradition. And as you know, a soccer fan of all the leagues in the world, I really think it would be very unusual to do a three-game series. I don't know how that would really work.
Yeah, exactly. And I think people will get more into it if, you know, this game on Wednesday is, let's say it's within a goal into the mm-hmm. 75th minute, then all of a sudden it's like game seven overtime. You got to get out there and get that goal, and you're going to see teams just throw every caution to the wind, whichever team needs the goal, throw every caution to the wind and do anything to make that goal happen.
Yeah, for anybody who is watching the game on TSN on Wednesday, I would just say listen to the commentators. They know what they're talking about. They'll keep you updated the whole way through.
Yeah, exactly.
Then you don't even need to really know.
Exactly. I'm sure they'll do a fine job of that. On Wednesday, or earlier today, Seattle beating Colorado in the Western Conference Finals. So that means TFC gets to host MLS Cup, if I'm not correct. That's correct, right?
If they move through, they will be hosting MLS Cup. That is correct.
Yeah, and that'll be on December 10th. I know the guys have talked about that a little bit, and now, you know, they pretty much know everything's up to them, and this is mm-hmm. exactly what they've waited for. This is the moment that they've, you know, kind of craved for so long here in this city to put TFC on the map, and it adds that extra incentive, but does it also add a little bit more pressure on this TFC side going into this second leg?
You know, I was thinking the same thing myself as the game, the Seattle Colorado game came to a close. I don't think that necessarily anybody predicted that Seattle would come out on top of Colorado, especially when they just got that slight win over Colorado at home, and then they had to go away. Colorado being the second place team in the league, even without Tim Howard, they seemed like they were a solid team. So I think it was surprising when they managed to come out on top. So now it's like the script has been written for TFC in a sort of one way. And if that's let down, I mean, I really think that it's an added element of pressure, because I think that this team so wants to win, and it's been set up for them to go and win at home in a stadium that has really blossomed this season, in a stadium that will see 37,000 fans, probably the biggest game that they've ever hosted at BMO Field. And it really could be a magnificent moment for the club. And I think that it would be a big letdown knowing that they could have had the MLS Cup final in Toronto if they don't make it through these Eastern Conference championships.